every year has a most popular costume. And the question is when you look back on history in the last, say, 25, 30 years, would you remember what all those costumes were and would it make sense today?
Hmm.
It's Anna and Raven. Raven, I'm going to give you a year and you're going to guess what the number one costume was.
Oh, I love this game. Let's do this.
Okay. 1986.
Oh, 1986. I mean, one of the best years ever. Top Gun, Stand By Me. If I'm going to say the top costume had to be Maverick.
Maverick, you think it's going to be?
Or an astronaut. That would have been good before Challenger. Yeah. Didn't work out, but that was late in the year. So Halloween-wise, might have worked.
Nope. Turns out it was?
Care Bears Countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was the Care Bears. Care Bears was the number one costume of 1986.
This is why we don't allow kids to vote for president, because the stuff just goes on and on and on. Although the Care Bear stare, I was a big fan of that. Keep it positive, people.
Yep. How about 1989?
1989, that's like James Bond times. It's also like high hair, right? I'm thinking that it would be something cool, like a rock star or something like that.
No, 1989 was Batman.
Batman, but that's like the second time of Batman or the third time of Batman. I'm trying to remember here.
When I was looking through history, I actually thought it was interesting that there's several years that Batman and Robin was the number one costume. I think it was probably one of the most popular costumes of all time.
Yeah, but aren't you upset if you're Robin, right?
Well,
if you're Robin, you're clearly the younger brother.
Mm.
And clearly your parents don't love you quite as much.
Well, I think that you end up being the person, like, you always have to be the younger one. You're right. Yeah. Or if it's like a couple's costume. For some reason, why does Robin have to be the girl? You know what?
Yeah.
Next Halloween, my husband and I are going to be Batman and Robin, and I'm going to be Batman.
But what if Robin was a girl, though? That's also forward thinking. That's kind of cool. That would have been fine.
Okay, let's fast forward to 1993. What do you think the biggest costume in 1993 was?
I mean, 1993 was the year I was graduating, so are you sure it's just not some sort of, you know, photo of me or something put in there? I know.
I'm sure.
Okay. Indecent Proposal was number one that year. I don't see that being a popular costume.
Mm.
Robert Redford or Demi Moore version in that one, to tell you the truth.
1993 was this.
I love you. You love me. We're a
Barney.
Again, the kids with the big vote.
Yeah.
Was there a sexy Barney costume? Because I really hope there wasn't.
Oh my gosh, was there? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let's Google that right away.
Barney costume. Is that a real thing?
I hope not. Please, let's say no.
Ready?
Oh, no.
Ready?
No,
ready to see it?
Don't show
it. Are you ready to see it?
Yes. Take me to 1993.
Sexy Barney. Here you go.
Oh,
nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred
anymore.
That
is absolutely horrendous.
Do you remember what the number one costume was last year?
I don't. You know, as a matter of fact, it's crazy. I don't.
You should remember, because we tried to buy them and we couldn't even get them. Fortnite. Fortnite was the number one costume last year. And ironically, every time I go into all these Halloween shops, I don't see any Fortnite costumes. I think the hype about it is kind of over.
Right. Here today, gone tomorrow, basically. It's amazing that you were able to walk into a store, though.
It's true.